For wherever in the world a people knows desperate want, there must appear at least the spark of hope, the hope of progress, or there will surely rise at last the flames of conflict.
That is the voice of Dwight D. Eisenhower, and he'll be joined by six other presidents on this special Super U Presidential Edition.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super
U. Thank you for joining us for today's Super U Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Qualman. Most of you know me as Equal Man. The Super U Podcast is designed to unlock and unleash the inner superpower that is found within all of us. And today's episode is a special one. We are taking 7 super tips from 7 presidents. We try to split it, Democrat and also Republican down the line. So we do our best to do that because we have a bull moose party as that 7th person. And so we got 3, 3, and 1. And the reason we're doing this presidential episode today is a reminder to get out and vote. November 3rd is election day. So get out and rock the vote. No matter what side of the aisle you fall on, definitely exercise that right to vote. And I hope that you get something from today's episode that you'll notice that even though sometimes it's 20, 50 years old, these sound bites, that these presidents faced similar challenges that we're facing today. Obviously didn't face a pandemic. Well, some of them did if you look back at the Spanish flu, but they're facing similar challenges. And so what we can learn from them is what did they learn during that time and how to address these challenges? Because I know it's been a difficult year for a lot of us, and I hope you're hanging in there. Hope you're staying happy, healthy, and keeping a good perspective, making sure you have an attitude of gratitude. Sometimes things happen for us, not to us, meaning that for me, I'm not traveling as much. So I'm actually able to spend a lot more time with my kids at a perfect age. So try to embrace some of the silver linings that are coming with this. Obviously, it's been a tough year. I don't want to say it's all rainbows and unicorns, but thanks for listening to the Super U Podcast. I hope it is helping you get through 2020 and on to hopefully your best year ever in 2021. So without further ado, here are the 7 presidents with their 7 super tips. Our first tip is from Dwight D. Eisenhower. He served as the 34th president of the United States from 1953 to 1961. And you might recall him during World War II. He became the 5-star general in the Army and served as the supreme commander of the Allied forces that stormed the beaches at Normandy. And during elections, that a lot of people wore buttons that said, "I like Ike," because Ike was his nickname. So here it is, tip number 1 with David Ike Eisenhower.
We must use our skills and knowledge, and at times our substance, to help others rise from misery, however far from the scene of suffering may be from our shores. We recognize and accept our own deep involvement in the destiny of men everywhere.
All right, that's tip number 1 from Dwight D. Eisenhower, Ike from Kansas. Our next president is from Hawaii. That's right, it's Barack Obama. I was fortunate to meet Obama when he was the president. It just so happened that he was speaking at South by Southwest Interactive in Austin, Texas, and I was doing the same. And I could see that the room was starting to align to where I was going to be able to meet the president. And I saw everyone kind of saying the same thing to the president, which was, "You're doing a great job," or "It's nice to meet you," and shaking his hand nervously. And obviously, I was nervous, but I said, "What can I do to kind of break that pattern? He looks like he might be bored of everyone saying the same thing, shaking his hand after hours and hours." And I go, "What's unique?" And I said, "Well, I know he's a big basketball fan, and he always filled out those March Madness brackets with Andy Katz from ESPN in the White House for March Madness. So, you know, you pick the teams and figure out who wins in college basketball. Well, it so happened that I played basketball at Michigan State, and he had actually picked Michigan State a couple of times and ironically kind of jinxed us. We didn't win. We didn't do very well in the tournament, and historically we do very well under Coach Izzo. And so I went up to him, and I had talked to Coach Izzo earlier that week. And so I said, "You know, Mr. President, Coach Izzo told me for you to stop picking us in your bracket picker because you're jinxing us and we're not doing well in the tournament. So please, from message from Coach Izzo, please stop jinxing us. Please stop picking us." And so if you see pictures on the internet of us laughing, that's what we're laughing about. But anyways, here's tip number 2 from Barack Obama.
One of the things I've learned in this position is that as the only office in which you're the president of all the people, not just some, you have to be thinking not just in terms of short-term politics, you have to be thinking about what's good for the country over the long term. Now, over the long term, this is going to get solved. Because at some point there's going to be a President Rodriguez, or there's going to be a President Chin, or there's going to be a... The country is a nation of immigrants, and ultimately it will reflect who we are, and its politics will reflect who we are. And that's not something to be afraid of, that's something to welcome, because that's always been how we stay dynamic and stay cutting edge and have energy and we're youthful. So what I would say to the next president is, think ahead. Don't say something short term because you think it's politically convenient, and then box yourself in where you can't do what's right for the country. Think long term.
Moving on to tip number three, this comes from the 41st president of the United States. In the 1988 election, George H.W. Bush defeated Democrat Michael Dukakis and became the first incumbent vice president to be elected president since Martin Van Buren in 1836. Now, Bush was raised in Connecticut, he graduated from Yale, and then he started a successful oil company in Texas. Bush was a decorated World War II veteran, a flyer in the Air Force. And it was funny, when I was up visiting Kenny Bunkport in Maine when I used to live in Boston, my wife and I went up to Maine quite a bit. And when he was still alive, George H.W. Bush, he was famous. He had a very fast boat, and he made sure that the engines were that much faster, just slightly faster than the Secret Service. So he could always outrun them if he wanted to get some peace and quiet and not be followed. And he used to love to go to a special restaurant on the water to get a lobster Maine sandwich. So he's wanted to kind of ditch the Secret Service and then head and get that sandwich. Anyways, here's tip number three from George Herbert Walker Bush.
We need to extend our horizon, commit to the long view. And our mission for the future starts today. In the tough, competitive markets around the world, America faces the great challenges and great opportunities. And we know that we can succeed in the global economic arena of the 90s, but to meet that challenge, we must make some fundamental changes, some crucial investment in ourselves. Yes, we are going to invest in America. This administration is determined to encourage the creation of capital, capital of all kinds.
This is Anna Maria with this week's five-star review from Catherine Mont. Great information and format. I love listening to this podcast and getting motivated from it. It has a lot of great insights into various topics that span across personal, social, and career development areas. I definitely recommend it, and I look forward to seeing what the interesting future topics will be. Thank you, Catherine Mont, for your review. The best way for others to discover our Super You podcast is by listening and posting a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to the Super You podcast. Thanks again, Catherine Mont, for listening and for your awesome review.
Tip number four comes from one of the most interesting presidents, Teddy Roosevelt, from the Bull Moose Party. And Teddy, the teddy bear, is actually named after Teddy Roosevelt. One of Teddy's most famous speeches, probably his most famous speech, one of the most famous speeches of all time, is the Man in the Arena speech. Now, before we get into the Teddy clip itself, you'll hear the Man in the Arena speech read. We couldn't find a good audio clip of Teddy reading it, so we had President John F. Kennedy read it. And so very powerful stuff. You'll hear JFK first, and then you'll hear Teddy. The Man in the Arena speech is quite famous. Brene Brown uses it quite a bit. If you don't know who she is, definitely check out. It's the most listened to podcast we have, is our podcast with Brene Brown. So go and listen to that episode. We actually use the Man in the Arena in our new book, The Focus Project. My new book, The Focus Project, which is available on all places books are sold, especially on Amazon. But check that out. It's in the book as well. But here we are first with JFK, John F. Kennedy, reading The Man in the Arena from Teddy Roosevelt. And then you'll hear a clip that's different from Teddy himself.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The credit belongs to the man, who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, and spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best, if he wins, knows the thrills of high achievement, and if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat.
The great fundamental issue now before our people can be stated briefly. It is, are the American people fit to govern themselves, to rule themselves, to control themselves? I believe they are. My opponents do not. I believe in the right of the people to rule. I believe that the majority of the plain people of the United States will, day in and day out, make fewer mistakes in governing themselves than any smaller class or body of men, no matter what their training, will make in trying to govern them. I believe again that the American people are, as a whole, capable of self-control and of learning by their mistakes. Our opponents pay lip loyalty to this doctrine, but they show their real beliefs by the way in which they champion every device to make the nominal rule of the people a sham. I am not leading this fight as a matter of aesthetic pleasure. I am leading because somebody must lead, or else the fight would not be made at all. I prefer to work with moderate, with rational conservatives, provided only that they do in good faith strive forward towards the light. But when they halt and turn their backs to the light, sit with the scorners on the seats of reaction, then I must part company with them. We, the people, cannot turn back. Our aim must be steady, wise front.
Tip number five is coming from our 39th president, Jimmy Carter, who was raised in Plains, Georgia, and then in 2002 went on to win the Nobel Peace Prize.
You know, one of the things I tried for when I was just out of a Naval Academy was a Rhodes Scholarship. And I was a finalist in the Southeastern region, and I finally failed. But I didn't feel like that was a major setback in my life. But I think all the way through, we need to be willing, as we explore goals for ourselves in life, as we change constantly, to accept the possibility of failure if you think that the success is worthwhile. And so we undertake a lot of projects at the Carter Center that might be very difficult and so forth, and I made one of our basic principles of the Carter Center, as you pointed out, that we don't let the prospect or possibility of failure deter us from undertaking major and risky things. So what we've tried to do at the Carter Center is, our number one goal in the Carter Center is to undertake difficult subjects and to try to fill vacuums in the world. We adopted five diseases on Earth to eradicate, knowing that we couldn't succeed in all of them, but we have gotten very close to some of them, and we don't let that deter us, and we want to promote human rights to be all pervasive. We know that's not possible, and Habitat, you know, wants to eliminate substandard housing for everybody in the world. That's impossible. We go to work on Habitat houses every year, knowing that we can't succeed totally, but we have to do what we can to reach that goal, do our own part, I'd say, to reach that goal. So partial failure and setbacks and disappointments are sometimes inevitable, but if we want to succeed in trying to make the world better, we have to do what we are capable of doing and not be afraid to try.
Tip number six is from John F. Kennedy, JFK. Did you know his back pain was so severe during his time in the White House that he'd have to swim twice a day in the White House pool to alleviate this pain? So here we are with tip number six.
We dare not forget today that we are the heirs of that first revolution. Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed and to which we are committed today at home and around the world. Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Our 40th president, Ronald Reagan, gives us our seventh tip. Ronald Reagan's from California. He was a Hollywood actor. And then also he's credited while president of tearing down the Berlin Wall. If you remember that famous speech, he's like, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. And he helped end the Cold War. So here is Dutch. That was his nickname given to him as a kid. Here is Dutch, or the great communicator, Ronald Reagan, with tip number seven.
So with all the creative energy at our command, let us begin an era of national renewal. Let us renew our determination, our courage, and our strength. And let us renew our faith and our hope. We have every right to dream heroic dreams. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. You can see heroes every day going in and out of factory gates. Others, a handful in number, produce enough food to feed all of us and then the world beyond. You meet heroes across a counter, and they're on both sides of that counter. There are entrepreneurs with faith in themselves and faith in an idea who create new jobs, new wealth, and opportunity.
Well, I hope you got as much out of listening to today's Super U podcast as we did putting it together. I'm a great fan of history. I truly believe if you look at history, it helps you avoid repeating it. You can learn from past mistakes and also past approaches that some of these great men have taken. And hopefully in the future, great women, that we have a female president in the near future with my two daughters. I'm looking forward to that day. I'm currently reading a book called Grant by Ron Chernow. Now, Chernow also wrote Hamilton, which was the basis for the wildly popular Broadway show Hamilton. But I'm currently reading Grant. If you like reading history, definitely pick it up. It is thick, though. You are in for a couple months to digest that book, depending on your speed and what you read. But anyways, hopefully you enjoyed today's Super U podcast. Again, this is a podcast designed to unlock and unleash your inner superpower. This is Eric Quammen. Most of you know me as Equal Man, reminding all of us it's not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind.
Seven.
Six.
Five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
One.
Super, 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 super.
Super you.